Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning, the roots on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
On your marks, get set, let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome again to the USA Audio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered, and your host is Wayne Allen Root. Wayne will be here in exactly 60 minutes. Set your watch to it. You will not miss one single second of Wayne's brilliance, so stick around. If you're listening on any of these great USA Audio Network stations across the entire country from one coast to another, my name is Lee Elsie, and on Fridays, the first hour, Wayne gets himself all fired up and ready to rock and roll in the green room, and I sort of warm you up to unleash that radio fury over the entire nation. Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas. He's pushing the buttons, making it all go. Now, normally, I usually get up on my soapbox for my opening monologue, but for the second week in a row, I am going to cede this time to someone who is much smarter on subjects that involve world events, and in particular, world military events. And I want to bring on one of our favorite guests that I bring on each and every week here in Connecticut on my own morning show. His name is Colonel Rob Simmons. And Rob Simmons was a colonel in the Army, also was a United States congressman and a member of the CIA. And he is going to talk for a few minutes about the squad, and in particular, one dirty, rotten member of the squad, Rashida Tlaib. So, Colonel, we have a potential member, or at least a sympathizer, of Hamas who sits in the United States Congress.
This is what I wanted to just talk about briefly, you know, the issue of censure, reprimand, expulsion, so on and so forth. Recently, within the last week, Rashida Tlaib, a Democrat from Michigan, was censured by a vote of 234 to 188 with four present votes for comments related to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Now, this is a woman, Democrat, who represents a district in Michigan, but she seems to be very supportive of Hamas and what Hamas is doing in the Gaza Strip, presumably in the name of the Palestinian people, and she claims to be a Palestinian, even though she's an American elected to our U.S. Congress. And she was censured in the House with a vote of 234 to 188 for calling, quote, calling for the destruction of the state of Israel and dangerously promoting false narratives regarding a brutal large-scale terrorist attack against civilian targets inside the sovereign territory of a major non-NATO ally while hundreds of Israeli and American hostages remain in terrorist captivity, unquote.
Right.
That's what she was censured for. So what does it mean when you censure? The House of Representatives and the Senate have the right to take certain actions against their members.
Right.
For example, in 1861, four Democrats were expelled from Congress for supporting the Confederate Rebellion. They were supporting the Confederate Rebellion. They were expelled. They were thrown out. In 1980, Michael Myers was expelled because he was convicted. He was a Democrat convicted of a bribery. In 2002, when I served, James Traficant was convicted on 10 counts of bribery, conspiracy to defraud, corruption, obstruction of justice, tax evasion, and racketeering. Then you have censure. Censure is where you say things that the House does not agree with.
Okay.
Some of the early censures were making statements in support of the Confederacy. One was insulting the Speaker of the House, not a good idea, using unparliamentary language, a lot of those. Adam Schiff was censured for making unproven allegations and misrepresenting intelligence regarding Russian collusion in the 2016 presidential election and during the first impeachment of Donald Trump. He was censured 2013 to 2009. Did they throw him out?
No.
But they censured him. And Rashida Tlaib was censured for her comments. Now, you can say, as her supporters said, well, she's talking and she has First Amendment rights. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But she's talking on as a member of Congress,
right,
and as a member of the House of Representatives. And the House of Representatives has the right to say whether or not they agree with her.
Right.
And these comments were sufficiently obnoxious to a majority of the members of Congress that they introduced the resolution, which passed. And this is according to the proposer of the censure document. He said, this is not about a First Amendment issue. Representative Tlaib has the right to spew anti-Semitic vitriol, even calling for the destruction of the Jewish state. But the House of Representatives also has the right to make it clear that her hate speech does not reflect the opinion of the chamber. And that's what this resolution is all about.
Right.
The opinion of the chamber does not support her hate speech, which is a perfectly legitimate thing to do. And what she was saying was she's promoting a video with pro-Palestinian protesters chanting, from the river to the sea, the river to the sea.
Right.
Well, she says, oh, that's no big deal. It has to do with people, you know, coming together,
sure,
and getting along and working together,
yeah,
from the river to the sea.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
I don't agree with that. It has a completely different meaning.
So you got the Jordan River on one side and the Mediterranean,
yeah,
on the other. So when you want the Palestinians to rule from the river to the sea, where's Israel?
They're a blank out of luck.
They're gone.
That's right.
They're history.
That's it.
You know? And here's what a Democrat congressman said, who happens to be Jewish. In a thread on the history of violence against Jewish people, including the Holocaust, State Senator Jeremy Moss, Democrat, Southfield, said, Tlaib's interpretation is not how Jews view the phrase, from the river to the sea. This is not how Hamas views the phrase, from the river to the sea. Hamas uses it as a rallying cry, and they don't simply want to displace Jews in Israel. They want Jews dead, unquote. That's a senator, state senator,
yeah,
Massachusetts,
yeah,
Democrat.
Yeah.
So am I suffering from Islamophobia, Lee?
I don't think
is
so.
Is that what Biden is going to say, the problem with me and you in this show is we're suffering from Islamophobia?
That's what they're saying.
Well, here's my copy of the Quran.
I see it. You got
see
one.
It?
Yeah.
I've had this copy of the Quran for years. You'll notice that I've annotated it.
Yes.
And there are bits
you
and
always
pieces
do
that I've picked out, as I always do, and looked at. But you know what? When I went through this book, I didn't find thousands and thousands of slogans and passages and pages that reflected what we're seeing today with Hamas and Hezbollah. I didn't see that.
No.
It wasn't in there. Islamic jihadists are doing with the Quran and with the Holy Book is killing Jews and Christians. And we have to know that. And we have to be aware of that. And we have to be prepared to fight that. And we have to address that in our education and in our colleges, which is why I sent a letter to the dean of the Kennedy School at Harvard this week, Dean Elmendorf. While not an undergraduate of Harvard College, I take great pride in my MPA and Lit Hour Fellowship from the Kennedy School in 1979. I credit that degree with a successful political career, starting with Senators Chafee, Goldwater, and Moynihan, as well it prepared me for my own successes as an elected Republican official in deep blue Connecticut. That being said, I'm shocked at what I see happening at Harvard University in response to the Hamas attack on innocent Israeli and foreign Jewish citizens. There were foreign Jewish citizens there, not just Israelis.
Right.
Men, women, and children on October 7th. As a former CIA officer, military intelligence officer, counterterrorism is part of my professional life. That's why I have all the books on terrorism. I suppose you could say I'm not surprised by the vicious nature of the attacks. I'm not. But the mob response of college students at Harvard and elsewhere in America is appalling to me. A CIA colleague and his wife were killed with most of the CIA station in the Beirut embassy attack of April 1983, one of the first attacks by Iran-supported Hezbollah. Many others have followed. Do our students not know about these events? Do they not recognize anti-Semitism? Do they not know of the Holocaust? Or do they deny it ever happened? Have our students not read the Hamas Covenant of 1988? I would like to know what you have done at the Kennedy School to provide balanced academic and intellectual leadership for this incredibly one-sided discussion. Who among your professors speaks for Israel? Who teaches the evils of Nazi Germany and the Holocaust? How many of your faculty are Jewish, and how are they treated by the faculty and student body? Please let me know. All the best. Sincerely, Rob Simmons. This bothers me.
Sure.
It bothers me that I have a degree from a university, which I consider to be a great university, that now has 30 organizations on campus, made up of students on campus, rallying in support of Hamas and rallying in support of terrorism.
Colonel, I got to jump in. I'm so sorry we could go on for hours, but I get the great point made by you. Colonel Rob Simmons here with us in the studio, broadcasting across the entire country. Quick break. We'll come back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds in the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Colgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll-free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code ROAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code ROAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com.
Omaha Steaks is No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allyn Root. Raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Stephen Bucci joining us. Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. Check that out today. And again, we actually have back-to-back Heritage folks. I've never talked to R.J. Harmon. Do you know him, Stephen?
I don't, to tell you the truth.
He's coming up after you, so it'll be a giant letdown for everybody. So we talk to you at least once a week. So anything new in the last 7 days, chess piece-wise, that you want to explain to the country concerning Israel and Gaza and this war?
Well, the Israelis seem to have the majority of the Hamas fighters who have not skedaddled out of there contained inside Gaza City. And now it gets really difficult because they're still going to have to deal with potential targets outside that cordon because some of the Hamas people are outside. They're getting hit from other places. So they're still going to have to do that like they did last night where they hit a couple of targets in the refugee camp, which, you know, everybody goes, oh, my gosh, this is terrible. They hit a refugee camp. Well, yeah, because Hamas puts its installations there. So that's going to continue to be both a military challenge and particularly a political challenge for Israel. But inside that cordon, it's going to start to be a slow movement inward. Very difficult, as we like to say, very sporty for our kind of guys doing the clearing part of it, because there's booby traps, there's a lot of debris and damaged buildings and all sorts of very, very difficult challenges for the good guys coming in, first and foremost trying to get any more hostages out they can, but secondly trying to eliminate the Hamas fighters as a relevant threat to Israel. So that's what's going to be the next couple of steps. Politically, it's going to continue to be a complete soup sandwich as the, we've seen the big giant demonstrations all over Europe and other places. Now we're getting them in the United States, not just, a couple hundred folks talking down in Manhattan. But, they say like 10,000 were there in Washington, D.C., did quite a bit of damage, by the way. I have to shake my head because Rashida Tlaib is now threatening President Obama with retribution for his Israeli policy and his failure to join in with, condemning Israel and lauding the terrorist of Hamas. I don't think, and I pray and I hope it's not that big a movement, though, to be honest with you, it's a bigger movement than I anticipated. I'm still shocked that we have educated, sophisticated people that somehow think what Hamas did on the 7th of October was legitimate and okay and a reasonable action for them. And now what Israel's doing is completely over the top and should be condemned, and Israel's the war crime, it's all their fault.
There are 2 billion Muslims in the world. You look at some of the protests that have been going on, even if 10% of them are ultra-radicalized. We've had this conversation before when it was all about terror, but now if it spills out into a real regional conflict, a potentially global conflict, that's a lot of people to deal with, Stephen.
It certainly is. And even if it's less than 10%, we talked about it with the communities here in America where the police and FBI estimate, like 3 to 4% of the Arabs in the Dearborn, Michigan area, which is the biggest concentration of Arabs outside the Middle East, 3 to 4%. That's still a lot of people. We're not talking two or three folks. We're talking dozens and hundreds and maybe into thousands of people. And then, same thing with the community of Somalis and Ethiopians and folks of from the Horn of Africa in the Minneapolis area. There it's about 5 to 6% they feel are sufficiently radicalized to possibly take action. And you go to other parts of the world and it is, more than 10% are probably radicalized. What do we do about that? How do you protect your country and your citizens against that threat that's already within your communities and your nation and many times are living in very insulated areas? Not because anybody's forcing them to do that. That's what they've chosen to do. It's really hard to police that.
All right, Stephen, just scratching the surface, but we got to run. The music is playing. Thanks, as always, Stephen Bucci, S. Bucci on Twitter. Follow him. More from another Heritage Foundation, gentlemen, coming up next. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Audio Network.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com. War now.
USA News Update. In a recent interview with Univision, former President Trump commented on the ongoing Israel-Hamas conflict, expressing the view that the situation will need to unfold naturally.
So you have a war that's going on, and you're probably going to have to let this play out.
Trump highlighted the challenge posed by the longstanding hatred between Israelis and Palestinians. Major players in the tech industry are unveiling a new wave of workforce reductions. Amazon is downsizing its music division, the most recent job cuts impacting workers in Latin America, North America, and Europe. Simultaneously, Google is set to reduce its staff in the consumer services department. The state of Washington faces the most severe pothole problem in the U.S., according to data from USA Today, using Google Trends data from the last 3 years. Following Washington, Minnesota, and Michigan are also identified as states with terrible potholes. John Schaefer, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. to your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, we love our relationship with the Heritage Foundation. A lot of great folks over the years we've had a chance to talk with. Again, you know about the regular Stephen Bucci, just had him on. We've had other regulars in the past with weekly segments. Right now we've got a brand new gentleman that we haven't talked to before, so we get a chance to chat with him. R.J. Hallman coming to us through the Heritage Foundation. And you've got a brand new piece focusing in on the Speaker of the House and border security. You want to share your thoughts with everybody on that?
Well, right at the end of the fiscal year, it was on September 30th. I mean, we were just hours away from a government shutdown. And, you know, the Democrat-controlled Senate, you know, refused to act. So, I mean, what Republicans did in the House is they passed a 47-day continuing resolution. But unfortunately, that kept the government and the border open. Okay, it was a bipartisan spending package that really didn't change anything. And it gave the Biden opportunity to, you know, keep managing a what's become a never-ending self-inflicted crisis down at the border. You know, we were up on Capitol Hill urging the Republican-controlled chamber very hard to attach a clear border security package to this funding bill. Well, they didn't. They wanted to keep the government open. We get it. But the fight, you know, it's not over. Securing the border must remain the top priority for the new Speaker, Mike Johnson, who's very allied with us on really reforming our immigration laws, not just slapping a funding Band-Aid on the border crisis. But again, we have a unique opportunity. The government will shut down again on November 17th. There's a lot of debate, you know, going on Capitol Hill right now. You have the Israel standalone funding package that the House passed. Democrats in the Senate say it's a non-starter. They want Ukraine funding attached to that. And then there's a new appetite picking up for a bit of Ukraine funding, mainly just military aid, and then potentially attaching border security provisions to that. So, again, Republicans are just kind of in the smoke-filled back rooms in both chambers. You have kind of the more squishy senators drafting something themselves. But, again, Republicans control the House. You've got a ton of leverage. You've ran on the border crisis. You highlight it on social media every day. You passed H.R. 2, one of the strongest border security bills in American history. Now it's time to unite behind a really aggressive approach and end this crisis once and for all. We're definitely in their ears telling them what they should do, and that is attach H.R. 2, the future spending agreement, or a potential aid package that will go to the upper chamber and put a very clear choice in front of their eyes.
It's impossible to think that the Democrat leadership are okay watching what we're watching at the southern border. It's essentially an invasion, 5,000 at a time, 3,000 at a time. You know, it's nonstop. And I think I read somewhere, it's over 5 million. I read somewhere that there's potentially 10 million illegals who have crossed the border since Biden has taken over, which seems like an absurd number to me. But what in your infinite wisdom, what do you think they are thinking? They cannot think this is good for the country. It's impossible.
No, I mean, but it's all self-inflicted. I mean, I'm sure there is some merit to the claim of, you know, they want to change the electorate, solidify their power. You know, a lot of it, too, is they act like it's all humanitarian in nature, but it really isn't. I mean, you're harming these people, a lot of children that come up unaccompanied on this treacherous journey of them lining the pockets of cartels and human smugglers. But, again, it is all self-inflicted. I mean, President Biden, on his first day in office, put out an executive order pretty much rescinding every effective Trump administration policy that prevented a situation like this from being put in place. And we're finally at this question. It's like, what is it going to take? You know, when you look at what happened, obviously, in Israel, I mean, the question is America next? And again, they continue to allow our homeland to be overrun by illegal aliens, including, you know, military-aged men from adversarial terror hotbeds in the Middle East. Again, when will they wake up? Israel was billed as the most secure border in the world. Well, ours is wide open and everybody knows it. So what are the effects going to be from that? I mean, Congress and the Biden administration need to really wake up before terror cells, that some of them that could be lurking in the shadows in our country, before they wake up as well.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head, too. It's like the big giant violin playing. The progressives want to give you this idea. Oh, no, we're only doing this for humanitarian reasons, but every single video you see is military-age men coming across the border. Where are the family members? You know, you do see a few, but for the most part, it's all military-age men. And now, a record number of Chinese immigrants are crossing the border, right?
Yeah, no, it is. And it's interesting to hear. It's like Chris Wray, obviously the FBI director that came over from the Trump administration, who's very busy going after, you know, people they disagree with politically, was pretty much acknowledging, you know, that things are as dangerous as they've ever been. And he referenced exactly what was happening at the border. But he needs to march down to 1500 Pennsylvania Avenue and tell President Biden, hey, you're jeopardizing the safety and security of the American people. It's time to wake up and secure the border.
Right.
Now, I will say there is this thought process going on Capitol Hill, especially in the Senate. I don't know if I believe it, but they're saying the Biden administration, or at least some staff at the White House or the president himself, are quietly hoping, like, please, Republicans, give us an exit ramp. Allow us to end this, and then Republicans can take the victory lap. I don't know if I believe that. If they wanted this crisis to end, they really don't need the help entirely of those on Capitol Hill.
Yeah.
They need to just revert back to effective Trump-era policies. Again, they only hate those Trump-era policies because his name's attached to it, not because they weren't effective. Again, but the American people are really waking up. They're taking note. And I will say it is hard for us at times because the border crisis has become the new normal, okay? The media really doesn't cover it anymore. You just have some niche reporters who will go down there and go, look, here's another group of 2,000. And then what does the Biden administration do? Well, U.S. Customs and Border Processing, not protection,
yeah,
just lets them into the country where they get a court date probably in 4 to 5 years, and then they fade into the abyss, and it's on to the next cycle.
That's
it's
right.
Really never-ending.
What's your thoughts, or what's the Heritage Foundation's thoughts? I guess you can't speak for everybody over there, but what's your thoughts of some horrific terror atrocity happening within our borders?
I mean, again, you don't want to put odds or likelihood and everything, but again, if you look at the numbers, you know, I don't have them directly in front of me, but I believe it was around, you know, in this last fiscal year, 190 or so on the terror hotbed were apprehended down at the border. I think that number under the Trump administration was around like 5 or 6. In one of his final fiscal years. So those numbers have completely, you know, shot up. And again, we've seen stories that have been popping out. I'll give you an example. Actually, down here where I am in Houston, Texas, there was a gentleman. He is a Palestinian. Okay, was arrested saying he wanted martyrdom. He was going to shoot up a place. He was going after people who are Jewish. Well, how was he here? Well, let me tell you. He came on a non-immigrant visa, so that expired. Okay, and then he somehow made an asylum claim and got to stay here, got a work permit as that claim is adjudicated. So again, we're allowing these people to remain in the country or enter. And again, when you look at that, you know, the Biden administration could take the extra ramp and say, oh, you know, there was, sure, you know, there was 160, 190, whatever the number is, those on the terror watch list that were apprehended, but we arrested them. They didn't make it into the country. Well, if you got that many, how many made it into the country undetected? Nobody knows. So, again, that's the biggest thing. When you look at the border numbers, they have these things called known gotaways. Those are the people that they saw who got away, whether it was through a technology tracking device or they clearly missed them. But then there's also the unknown gotaways. That number could be very high as well. We just don't know, and it's a shame that it could take some type of attack or a tragic event to wake people up. But again, that risk is shooting through the roof.
What's your 90-second view of Mike Johnson?
Again, you know, Speaker Johnson has been kind of in the shadows a little bit, but he's been an ally of the immigration reform movement. You know, one of the key components of H.R. 2, the Secure the Border Act, was an asylum bill that, again, made its way through Congress after Congress. But Mike Johnson's name was on it. He was behind that. And reforming our asylum system is one of the key components to any package that Republicans should unite behind. Again, it's just a system that is being, you know, abused. And the Biden administration has put regulations and policies in place. Basically, you can drive a Mack truck through it. You make this frivolous asylum claim down at the border, it'll get rubber stamped. You get released into the country. But again, we're very, you know, pleased and confident of how things worked out. You know, Speaker McCarthy at the time was very in line with us, and you know, he should get a lot of credit for obviously, you know, stewarding passage of H.R. 2 earlier this year. But again, we look forward to working with him, and, you know, he's got a critical opportunity here to truly end the border crisis. He's got to be aggressive. Kind of don't fall into the trap of your moderates or folks who say, oh, we can't do this. You got to have an eye on the prize, take a strong, firm stance in the ground, and unify all the Senate Republicans behind you. Now's our opportunity. Don't squander it.
RJ, it was great talking to you. Where can folks find out more about you, read some of the stuff you've written?
Yeah, just you can search my name at heritage.org. I also lead a group called NICE, the National Immigration Center of Enforcement, where we focus very hard on, you know, pushing back on the movement to abolish ICE. Listen, the border gets all the attention. But again, you can't forget those who enforce the laws in the interior of the country. The group is called NICE, National Immigration Center for Enforcement. You can see a lot of my material with the fantastic Laura Reese at heritage.org.
Thank you, brother. It was a pleasure talking to you, man. Appreciate it. So that was a very cool double shot from the Heritage Foundation. Again, first Stephen Bucci, then Mr. Houseman there talking about the border security issues that were plaguing the United States of America, which will eventually lead, unless you are blind or have your head buried in the sand, will eventually lead to a catastrophic event on American soil. It's just pure math. The number of people getting through here, unfettered, unchecked, eventually there's going to be enough people that will get together and bring doom and gloom and destruction to American citizens. All right, let me take a short break. Once again, I thank you very much. Wayne will be here after the top of the hour. Don't you dare change that dial. This is the USA Audio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered.
Root from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's fall sale. Get up to 80% off. Slippers, towels, bed sheets, mattress toppers, mattresses, and so much more. Also right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new MyPillow Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with the promo code ROOT, R-O-O-T. You can also receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products at MyStore.com. Also with the promo code ROOT at MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off on hundreds of products right now during MyPillow's fall sale. And be sure to use promo code ROOT at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code R-O-O-T. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Avio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include
include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
I've got a unique vacation.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Black Friday event is their biggest sale of the year. Shop limited-time deals on laptops like the stylish, innovative XPS 13, engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Plus, save big on ultra-sharp monitors and top-brand accessories. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of financing options and get free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals for huge savings today.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, all, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee L.C. Wayne. I'll be here right after the top of the hour. How come there's not more outrage about this story? How come we're not seeing this constantly on the evening news? I know it's a couple days old, but the terrorist woman who allegedly plowed her car into what she thought was a Jewish school. Remember we had this when the tiki torches and all of the quote-unquote white supremacists were gathering together, and it was supposedly for Trump, but it really wasn't. It was about the statues, and someone got hit by a car, and it was on constant loop 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I don't know, this was about, what, 6, 7 years ago? 8 years ago, maybe now? Yet this happens, but because it's a Jewish school and someone who's a quote-unquote Muslim terrorist, you only get a blip on the radar screen. But this is happening, by the way, across the entire country. 388% increase in violence against Jewish Americans. Absolutely unacceptable. Quick rip and read story number two. States giving illegal immigrants driver's licenses that look exactly like legal residences. Driver's licenses. What could go wrong with that? I guess we've now gotten to the point in the United States of America where being an illegal alien, someone who is living amongst us breaking the law every single day. Now, that's a yawner, I guess, for authorities under the Biden administration. Nobody seems to care about that. And states like California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, Maryland, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, and Washington are the states that are essentially giving a pass to illegals. And what I mean by pass is they're giving out driver's licenses that look exactly like yours. And while the world is on the brink of World War III, our administration seems focused on the real serious problems that are plaguing the world. The Biden administration is proposing a menthol cigarette ban, and he wants that to take effect by the year 2024. And as we go into Veterans Day, let me leave you with this eerie, scary, horrifying thought. The Roman Empire survived as the world's powerhouse for about 500 years. It kept their Ponzi scheme going for about the last 100 years while descending into an entitlement society. By the way, they also were descending into a society of debauchery and gender neutrality, whether you knew that or not. That's a side note of history that some folks seem to forget. But doesn't it sound eerily familiar? The United States is following right in the very footsteps of the Romans. We are treading on thin ice. For the first time ever in the history of this country, our debt to service ratio now has eclipsed $1 trillion. In other words, think about your credit card. Think about what you pay in interest on your credit card, never touching your principal. It's very frustrating if you have a large credit card debt. Every month you get that bill, and a lot of times you don't have enough money to pay anything off but what they say is the minimum payment. Our minimum payment right now, minimum payment on our debt, is $1 trillion. And there is no relief in sight. It is seemingly a runaway train that cannot be stopped, a locomotive that is out of control. If you are someone who subscribes to the theory of possible outcomes of different scenarios, you look at something and you say, well, this, and this could happen. Right? Probability. What would happen if we do this, that, and the other? Or what can happen if we do this? Well, I feel like we're in a situation now in the United States where there is no positive outcome for the debt that we have dug for ourselves. $1 trillion debt to service. Even if we decided, screw it, we're not going to even try to pay it down. We're just going to keep printing. Inflation becomes a factor. Or maybe we think to ourselves, well, we're better than anybody else. What's the difference? We might as well just keep chugging along. Well, eventually, down the road, somewhere along the line, somebody is going to usurp us as the world's economic powerhouse. And at that instant, if we go from using the dollar to pay for most things to the yen or something else, the America that you grew up with, the one that you loved from the time you were knee-high, will evaporate in front of your eyes. It will be over in a nanosecond. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I hate to leave you with the gloom and doom, but let me just thank our veterans for all that they have done. And tomorrow, sit back and enjoy it. And if you're out there and you're not a veteran, find one. Shake their hand, tell them thank you. Wayne Allyn Root is next. Keep it right here on the USA Audio Network.
My passion about ancestry comes from the fact that I was an only child who didn't have family. I see all my friends doing family outings and family this, and I would spend weekends just lost in ancestry. My first one that I found was Liz.
I was also an only child, and there were no big holiday gatherings where I got to know cousins or aunts. It's because of ancestry we've kind of become bi-coastal besties.
The holidays are meant to be shared with family. Start today during our holiday sale at
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.